Well, it was about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago that we had ET Online host Lauren Zima with us talking about the sad passing of Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, right? A legend in the music biz. And now we're doing it again, though, this time a legend in film. As we heard yesterday, Burt Reynolds did pass away. He had a heart attack. He was 82 years old. Lauren, you know, we have to stop meeting like this, unfortunately, hey?
I know, at least that when we are meeting like this, it is to honor and talk about absolute icons of the entertainment world. You know, this isn't just somebody who you feel sad about and then maybe these are icons that we're talking about here, and Burt Reynolds certainly falls in that category.
Well, absolutely. Now, I guess, you know, we were just talking about this off air, though. I mean, unfortunately, we're going to be seeing a lot of these types of things as all of these, you know, older stars are going to be leaving us, essentially. And so I don't know that we necessarily saw this one coming. Now, just sort of to recap, I mentioned he's 82 years old. He did have a heart condition, or at least heart troubles, dating back almost a decade, not quite. He had surgery, and then he had a heart attack on Thursday. But was he in relatively good health, though, in recent years? Do we know?
Yes, it's interesting, you know, as kind of depressing as it is, to be responsible journalists, we do often have obituaries prepped for people who we know are sick or who are aging. And Burt Reynolds was 82, but I have to be honest, we did not have a ton prepped on him because he seemed so ready and willing to keep working. He had multiple projects in the works. He was signed on to, and he had done table reads for Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is also going to star Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. And we did learn that he had not actually filmed those scenes yet, so I would assume, you know, of course, his part will be recast. But from what his family has come out and said in their statement, basically, as you mentioned, he had health issues over the years, but they were surprised by this. They did not know that a heart attack was coming. So he had a heart attack, we've learned, at home, and he was transported to a hospital, but of course he ultimately did pass.
And quite a legendary career, so many movies to talk about, and there's an interesting one that I have in our family. I'm 36, so, you know, many of his big hits were kind of a little bit before my time, but my dad absolutely loved Smokey and the Bandit, and my brothers and I watched it with our parents when we were a little bit older, and I don't even really think we understood the movie. I certainly didn't, anyway. But I do know that our pet dog was named Bandit because my brother said, you know, well, Dad loves the movie. You know, Bandit's a really cool name for a dog. So we kind of have a Burt Reynolds connection in our family, I think, right? I mean, but do you have any, you know, favorite movies or movie highlights from Burt?
I have to say, I don't know if I have a favorite. I actually am so intrigued by the career that this man had with the parts that he turned down. You know, he had this thing where he would say he wanted to go out swinging, and he kind of did that his whole life. He took risks, didn't take risks. I was reading up on it today and learning he turned down Han Solo in Star Wars. He turned down John McClane in Die Hard. He turned down the movie Terms of Endearment. So Burt Reynolds, even with passing up on some of these major movie roles, and some of which, by the way, he said he regretted. Like, he said he regretted turning down Terms of Endearment. He still had this career where you remember, and everybody's heard of movies like Smokey and the Bandit, or, you know, from Smokey and the Bandit in 77 all the way up to Boogie Nights decades later. He was still making this major mark, and that kind of longevity isn't easy. I think in the late 70s, early 80s, he was a top, if not the top, box office draw at that time.
You mentioned that, you know, the regrets that he says that he had, and I know that he also did regret, we now, the bearskin rug photo. I'm sure you know about that. And that was it was a magazine. What was the magazine? It was
Cosmopolitan. Course, he laid completely naked, chest hair out, and more out, on a bearskin rug for the cover of Cosmopolitan. That issue sold 1.5 million copies, became iconic. He was also very famously kind of one of the only men to ever be on the cover of Playboy. So he did this thing where he kind of went back and forth between being a really respected actor. I mean, he ended up getting an Oscar nomination for Boogie Nights, but also being the sex symbol, of course, that we all know. So made his mark with the cover of Cosmopolitan and also with being number one at the box office. You know, not many people have had a career like Burt Reynolds, if anybody.
I have this feeling that like that image is going to be like trending this weekend, like for Google image searches, you know, like people are probably going to be looking it up.
Yeah, you know, and he was also known for a sex symbol and kind of known for his love stories, too. Up on our website right now, we have a look back at his love story with Sally Field, because that is a story of kind of just very real pain. What I've loved about Burt Reynolds over the years, and we have a lot of different video retrospectives up on our website right now because we've interviewed him so many times. He was actually in our very first ET broadcast ever, more than 30 years ago. But he was always a very honest interview. He always, like I said, owned mistakes he'd made, said, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. He regretted the Cosmopolitan thing. He regretted some roles he turned down. And one of his biggest regrets, he always said, was letting Sally Field get away. They dated for about 5 years. He fought for her to get cast in Smokey and the Bandit, and he was told, well, she's not sexy, and his argument back was, well, talent is sexy. And so they dated for about 5 years. They did multiple movies together, but gosh, this was literally just in the past year or so, 2 years maybe, he put out a memoir, and he said that Sally Field is someone he still thinks about all the time, and she responded to that, said they don't really speak. He said that her children had told him that their mom still spoke of him, but you know, they didn't really have a relationship these days. And so it's just sort of this really painful, deep, iconic love story. And we actually got a statement from Sally since she had learned of his passing, and she said that he is someone who will just always be on her mind. Actually, you know, if I can, I'll just read it. She said, she said at the end, buddy, she called him buddy, but in the statement she said, there are times in your life that are so indelible they never fade away. They stay alive even 40 years later. My years with Burt will never leave my mind. He will be in my history and my heart for as long as I live. Rest, buddy. So that's a love story for the ages.
Have we heard from Lonnie Anderson? Because, you know, on the subject of relationships, they had, I think that it was about not quite, or maybe a little over 5 years they were married. And that was a tumultuous relationship. Just to remind everybody, there was talk of infidelity, domestic abuse, drug use, quite a rocky relationship. Have we heard from Lonnie Anderson?
I have not at this point, no. And, you know, they, it obviously might be too painful and too much too soon for her to speak out yet. But so many other people weighing in. I mean, Goldie Hawn, who co-starred with him, posting to Instagram about him. Her daughter, Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson, you know, grew up on movie sets, and she posted a picture of a young her with Goldie and with Burt, and just had a heartbreak emoji posted with it. So I think he was somebody who, you know, for all his flaws, for the ups and downs he had in his romantic relationships, he was generally very beloved in Hollywood. He wasn't somebody who the community, you know, isolated. People had really deep friendships with him. So he's a loss that I think will really be felt. And again, because while he was older, it's still feeling that this was sudden.
All day yesterday, though, you know, we did hear from celebrities chiming in, and we heard from the likes of, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, all these rough and tough guys, you're saying some really touching things and sharing some nice stories about him. So who else have we heard from outside of, you know, relationship, personal relationships, former co-stars and things like that? Who have we heard from?
Yeah, you know, I got to go back to Goldie Hawn's, because she just said there is only one Burt Reynolds. One. I loved our time and laughs and fun together, and now the angels will giggle at your silly jokes. Yeah, and those big tough guys, you know, because he did have this macho man time in his life as well, and vibe to him, and his mustache and his, you know, kind of big presence. So he's somebody who kind of was beloved by women and respected by men overall, and he touched a lot of people. And the thing is, you know, he'd had a lot of health issues in recent years, as we've said, but he just loved working. His family told us in a statement, his niece said, my uncle was looking forward to working with Quentin Tarantino and the amazing cast assembled. You know, he wanted to make this new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. How many actors are still working in their early 80s? And he just wanted to do it. He loved the craft. And he said that a lot of the roles that he had turned down were for reasons like because he thought he wouldn't be taken seriously as an actor, or he didn't know how that would look. And some of that he regretted. But as much as he was the macho guy or the sex symbol on the bearskin rug, he really cared about acting.
And we do see that a lot, at least in show business anyway. These people, you know, Betty White is a prime example, you know, mid-90s now, that I guess they just love it so much that they don't want to slow down. They just want to keep doing more and more and more. And you don't see that in many other industries, let's say, right? You don't see that necessarily in, you know, office work or something like that.
Yeah, that it's that passion. It's always in the artist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, I mean, like you said, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, what's always interesting too about these moments is you kind of maybe learn about some Hollywood relationships that you didn't know about. Like Arnold saying Burt Reynolds was one of his heroes, and Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
She said, "My good friend has started a new journey," and I'd kind of, you know, maybe I'd just forgotten about it, their times together. Sly Stallone saying, you know, his friend, he remembers him from back in 1979, what a history they had together. And then actors who just respected him, you know, Rob Lowe calling him a legend, Adam Sandler also using the word legend, and they had worked together a little bit. Ike Barinholtz just saying rest in peace and listing all the Burt Reynolds movies you should watch, Deliverance, The Longest Yard, Boogie Nights, The Last Movie Star. So somebody who affected everybody, and that's how you know he was an icon.
I imagine over the weekend we're going to see a spike, whether it's you know, downloads, you know, Netflix or iTunes or something of his movies, right? I imagine that'll happen this weekend in the coming days.
Yeah, and rightfully so. You know, when we lose musicians, the sales of their songs go up. I hope that it's, and sometimes I love when these you know, streaming services like Netflix, they'll kind of curate and bring those movies up to the forefront so mm-hmm. that you can access them easily and celebrate the great work of this person.
Yeah, we've talked about him being a sex symbol back in the day, and even seeing some recent photos of him. And this is actually kind of goes to the Aretha Franklin thing as well. Looking damn good for their age, though, right? I don't know. Is there something about that generation, maybe?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, he really still looked like Burt Reynolds, didn't he? He mm-hmm. still had that strong jawline and the beard and the eyebrows and the hair. His haircut and his facial hair had not changed much in years. He was still very recognizable as Burt Reynolds. I will say that on a recent carpet, we had a red carpet, we had a reporter there interviewing him, and he did kind of have to sit down on the carpet. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. he was in need of, and red carpets are kind of long and strenuous sometimes, and mm-hmm. he did have to sit for a minute or sort of lean on the ropes a little bit to do some of the interviews. So I do think we knew, you know, that his health was, again, failing a little bit, but nobody knew that it was quite at the point it was at.
No, again, so it's a sad story. You mentioned earlier lots of information and tributes and look back at his life online, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have so many great pieces up online. We look at an in-depth look at the love story of Burt Reynolds and Sally Field, looking back at his best moments with E.T. Like I said, such a candid interview. He would kind of say anything. He would own up to his mistakes. He would criticize himself. You know, we have an interview moment with him where, he talks about the Cosmopolitan cover, and he's like, I don't even know who that guy is. Why did I do that? So he was a really, really amazing man to behold, and we've got all of it up at etonline.com.
I should point out, that was also before the days of photoshopping and everything, too, so that was probably all natural. That was natural Burt Reynolds, I think.
And very natural, and no wax.
No, not even close. It's actually kind of hard to tell which is the bear and which is... Well, anyway, all right. Well, again, like I said at the top, we have to stop meeting like us, but I do appreciate your time. Lauren Zima from ET Online, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.